As Chuck Seitz first explained to me back in 1981, the critical feature in driving HPCC and indeed computing is feature size. When we worked in those days, feature sizes were maybe 2 or 3 microns. Now, there are about 1/3 of a micron in the best technology. The first alpha chips came out with 0.8 microns, as you see in this relatively old foil, and they'll be around 0.2 of a micron by the year 2000. You start running into trouble at around 0.1 of a micron. Why the feature size is very important is that the figure of merit naively scales as 1 over the feature size cube. It's possibly the speed is controlled by other issues, but certainly the basic reason that high-performance computing is enabled is that you can just pack more and more transistors in, and the number of transistors goes like the square, inverse square of the feature size.